can't even train for real. What a bunch of losers.
Vegeta. Oh, wait, you're doing the voice. I forgot.
Vegeta puts his palm out, creating an energy blast and fires it at the group of Saiyan children. The blast blows up the simulator. Seeing the children falling off and screaming for their mommies, they quickly get up and run over to Vegeta, yelling. Well, well, look what we got here, bunch of slackers!
Where are they?
The ones my father didn't pick to train with me.
I'll do two and you do one and three, is that good? No, I'll do one and three. You do two, okay. Yeah, who are you?
Why'd you destroy the game?
Oh, I know who he is. Fancy Prince Vegeta playing dress up with his daddy's armor. You aren't any better than us.
I'm not, am I? What's your power level? 300 bar face strong worms. Leaders clicks his own scatter and confirms this stupid fact. Not a single one of the children has a power level above 300, the pussies.
That could've been me. They're so weak.
Yeah, right, Vegeta. You don't know what you're talking about.
He's your prince, and he's much stronger than you, so you better watch what you say.
Vegeta's taken aback by this. He looks elitist.
I don't care if he's our prince or something. That mouth of his is too big for his little head.
Gil is murmuring agreement. So what if he's a prince? Gil sends Echo get him. Okay, but they charge forward, some creating small balls of energy in their hands. Before runs Vegeta can react with the laser from Sword and blocks the view. This was agility of the first alien. He hits him with his own bomb attacking chains and the bullet flying straight up in the air. He runs to the second boy, slides his legs, and then leaves him in the gut. He launches himself with flight to the third sand, connecting his fist with his voice now. With his right hand, still punching the boy, Linus uses the left hand to create a small ball of ki, which takes out the next two boys in an instant. Killed those guys, and this happened so quickly that the last boy's barely registered all his friends being knocked out before Linus in front of him. He stops placing both of his hands outward and shoots off and continues energy barrage. It's incredible. Linus runs forward, deflecting the blast with his hands, like they do in that raging blast too, when you just press the deflect button.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he reaches the boy, Yander's hand punches the boy in the ribs, causing him to fall over. He falls over, the first boy sent high up in the air lands. This is taking no more than 5 seconds. Leaders lands next to Vegeta. Why'd you do that?
They were weak and they shouldn't have said anything to you.
But Vegeta stands there looking at Leaders, the last coming to the city. He speaks no sense, smoking motion, and fires giant pistol and bolts. He makes his way to the gate, Data Tower lowers and scans his face and locks the gate. Nappa's waiting for us. He walks forward briskly, Leaders follows. They get to the training area, once inside, Vegeta cracks his neck, but he doesn't. And then they walk forward and relax. There are dozens of Cybermen waiting for him and Leaders. He's gonna mate with them. God!
Is this me?
Tell Nappa we want stronger ones.
And more of them! Yes, sir. I will see to it at once.
He salutes and hightails it out of there. He's a really fast runner. Starts to leave when Lady Canis. He's wearing his best armor. He looks very fancy with his cape and his helmet. I mean, he must have just been on guard duty because he's the captain of the guard. He does not so much as see his arrival, which surprises his son. Guards at the door, however, salute their captain upon his entrance. Leaders, we need to have a word with you.
What are
now? Lee grabs Leaders by the arm, he yanks him around the corner, he takes his son down the hall and into the small room where he rapes him. Leaders, you're getting too strong, much too strong. I fear what the royal family will do, what they are capable of.
I'm too strong? So what? That can't be a bad thing.
Becoming increasingly hysterical. Are you not listening to me? You become stronger than you. They'll kill you.
can't help it.
Do as I say. If he gets stronger, then he will hold back your power. Keep it even or maybe a little less. That way he won't draw suspicion.
Oh, okay.
Now remember our maxim.
W. Yeah.
There is no glory in that.
Only in conquest everlasting.
Good. Remember this, you continue your training. I do want you to live, Lewis. I really do. That's the only reason I bring this up. He looks away and stands up. Now get back to your training.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Comes off. Lewis is trying to drink more.
Vegeta, your dad won't kill me, will he?
He grimaces in annoyance. Oh, what do you want?
If I get too powerful, will your dad kill me?
No. Of course not. My father would do something for sport. You're the strongest training partner I can use.
Oh, do you really mean that, Vegeta?
Don't push it.
Vegeta said I'm strong. Vegeta said I'm strong.
Wait, who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you my father would kill you? Answer me!
Well, I guess it was my dad. He said I should hold my back power so I don't get a screw.
That's stupid. We need to stay close in power. Smile creeps on your face. I'll always be the strongest in my folds on. But maybe we should hold back our powers a little bit. I don't want to embarrass my brother to see I'll be stronger than him,
How strong do you think we can get, Vegeta?
Going to be a Super Saiyan, I have to be. No one else is even close. And when I do, I can finally get rid of Frieza for good. I'll kill him.
Who's Frieza?
Vegeta, Prince. Prince Vegeta. Looks at Lidus with one eye squinted, mouth open, shaking his head as if his face was black. Next morning, Nappa's control room, gravity chamber, numero tres. Are you seeing this?
This is insane. This is insane. Yeah, what is it?
General's the power level.
Yeah, I know they're both strong. Look, there it goes. I mean, whatever. Even higher than before.
General Nappa, you have to see this. Prince Vegeta's power is just past 5,000.
What?
And the other leaders. Yes, his power level is just slightly lower.
They haven't been training differently before. How do they suddenly get so powerful?
Stairs. Stricken until the two finish their exercise. Because the Prince Vegeta only sent in your training exercise.
I bet they were watching us again.
Of course they were, that's why we powered up.
But not all the way.
It was enough for Nappa. With a little class work and enjoy a show every now and then. Sag Nappa's right. We don't need to show them our power. That way Vegeta won't know what to expect. Nappa enters.
You're getting strong, Prince.
Shut up, Nappa. I've already surprised you.
Well, I don't know about that, Vegeta. Me too!
Yeah, we're both stronger than you.
Grr, enough. Your dad wants us to see you. He's gonna, let's go.
Runs out remarkably quickly. Ah! Lita stays in place with Nappa. The giant brute looks down at him.
Mr. Nappa, sir. Where are we going? King Vegeta's prepared something special for you. Don't worry, kid. It'll only hurt a little.
Laugh.
Ha ha ha.
Chapter 6, Oh,
you know, I'm supposed to say that. Always remember your...
Cut. Rather sharply, and recently training on a normal desert area on planet Vegeta, it is bright and hot out. Bleak punches leave us hard. Blood is running from his nose. They continue to spawn for a while. Leak stops putting his son onto the ground once more.
I can't.
You will punch his lips again. Oh, make attack. Please doesn't block. You fall to the ground. Get up. I know you can take more than that. On his hands and knees, breathing heavily, look us up.
Dad, we're going on a mission today. I can't do this.
Very angry. Show me your full power.
But Dad! So the other day I got to check and see
you. To the others, not me. I am your father. I need to know why he killed the leader, holding him by his shirt. Leader does not struggle. I've seen you train. I know what you can do. Hell, you've been taking more Cybermen than a group of 10 Saiyans could at once. Now, power up.
That part's in all caps, so you have to say it louder.
Now, power up.
That much better.
Those lead us 2 feet away from him. Vegeta, why did you write that crap? Big charges at least again. Who this time moves out of the way? Leak tries this a few more times, but he cannot land a hit.
I don't want to humiliate you, Father, please!
Enough. Pounds his fists on the ground. Leak freezes. No one else is around here. Show me your damn power level.
Fine, I'm stronger than you, but I don't want to power up to show you that. We agreed not to.
Descends again to the ground and walks away defiantly, though limping. Watches Lidus walk away. Leak is somewhat tired as he takes off his armor. So stubborn. Small smile creeps onto his face. If but for an instant, I wonder who he gets that from. The answer is his medic.
Who appears in the Great War, coming April 2017.
Big smile quickly fades, remembering what Lidus said. He powers up to his maximum measures of power level. The 600. Bowser said, latest is Roy, he's stronger than me. Later that day, Lidus is in a rejuvenation tank that comes in with Nappa. Both are in full armor. He's going in there, really? We're going to be late. Technician of Malacca's race walks by.
Oh, yes! You checked in here earlier today. You were pretty beat up, if I do remember.
Thompson looks in on the tank. Oh, he's looking better now. So... is he ready to go? This is my first mission. I won't wait for him.
He's close enough.
Technician presses the button, letting Lidus out. This immediately wakes up and he's wearing nothing but his underclothes.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
You have to wonder what Malacca's little technician did to him.
Oh, yeah.
Letting Lidus out.
That's the real question of the Forgotten is, you know. How many times was Lidus raped?
Because if it's never said, that's what's truly forgotten.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's plural, right?
Yeah, because it happened so many times.
Mm-hmm. There's rape after rape after rape.
Without talking, Nappa moves forward, grabs Lidus by the hand, drags him out. His armor is in his hand. Prince Vegeta follows him out. All three of them enter specialized pods in the reserved hangar to take off. It does not take them long to get to the planet. They land on the planet and they do some stuff and yeah. Puts his side pieces too.
Yeah, this shouldn't be much trouble or fun either. No one here has a power level above 150. You won't need to transform this time.
You're setting up his shoulders. Let's do this. Remember, Nappa, we don't need your help. She looks to lead us. And if she knew, just do what I tell you. If you don't, Nap and I will leave you here, understand?
All right, friends.
Yeah, okay, Vegeta.
Hey, Vegeta, you're forgetting something. Ah, catch.
Frozen and Vegeta, Vegeta leaves by their tails together.
Don't wander off.
Vegeta looks so perplexed. What is this for, Nappa? Pull on the energy. Take it off, take it off, take it off.
What's up, Melvin? Your father was. That's. And you know who is watching, so don't try any funny business.
Happy
See ya.
Way.
Who's you know who?
Flip trembling. Quiet. I'll tell you later. He looks over to Nappa while tugging on the energy. Fine, but just because he's watching. Vegeta's more than angry as he turns away. Lidus does not question what this could mean. The two take off using their scouters to find population centers. For some reason, the planet's armies are expecting them. Tens of thousands of aliens are lined up guarding the entrance to the cities beyond. They have weapons in their hands. So they start shooting. About 100 feet off the ground, still. What's the deal? How do they know we'd be here?
Maybe they were expecting somebody else.
So it's still raining down around the two stands. We better get out of here. Follow me. Come on. Vegeta starts weaving through the blast in his own process. This wall suit. This is where the theme song for the saga should go.
What's the theme song?
It's like...
Oh, I forgot. At the beginning of each chapter, we're supposed to do an a cappella version.
They arrive into the city. She's a large enemy blast. It's only a huge building.
Hey, Vegeta, I bet I could blow up more buildings than you.
Tries to hide a smirk, but has a hard time. And Steve Downs voice, you're wrong. They both start attacking the building. It's a kind of game. Nappa is standing on a cliff face watching the carnage.
They ain't half bad.
Suddenly, a scatter goes off. He swings his head around just in time to get a kick in the face. Right in the face. She just flies backwards off the cliff and tumbles down the slope. Back in the city, Vegeta and Lidus are in the heart of the city now, but at times I start pursuing him. Debris is everywhere. So the wave of an incoming blast, she returns and one shoots an unrefined wave into the face of a nearby soldier.
Hey Vegeta, how many do you think there were?
Then hits a building and falls over some civilian soldiers and laughs. Vegeta's still brimming with excitement, telling him that he has a hard time concealing. Not enough for the both of us. Now be quiet, help me. When the soldiers pour in, Vegeta and Lidus take their time blasting away. The city is in ruins. They move to the other, the same result, and as they reach a flat, flat what? Flat what, Kid Vegeta? Vegeta fires off an energy beam, destroying a huge area. Pairing another one, he suddenly hit the back of the head, destroying a scatter, he falls, and is unconscious.
Dun, Vegeta! Dun, dun.
Being tied together, Vegeta's upside down, dangling in midair like a dingleberry, and he has supposed to readjust himself to carry Vegeta's weight on his sword tail.
Vegeta, wake up!
The mysterious attackers group in onto Lidus. There are five of them.
Who are you?
One of them uppercut punches Lidus, sending the two stands flying into the nearby building. With lethargy.
Vegeta, wake up.
Crap.
like his ability that he dodges out of the way and hits one of them in the gut. It doubles over, but before he can kill it, the other one hits it with a beam. Leader is careful not to move around as fast as doing so would whiplash Vegeta and hurt his poor little neck due to Vegeta being dead weight on him. I wanted to mention, before one of the leaders is balanced, he lands a hit on one of them, but is roughly slammed to the ground for it. Now Latus gets a clear picture at the aliens. They are all of various species, some of them which he vaguely is familiar with, like the race of Kui, and maybe the Doria's race, but I haven't decided, because the Doria's kind of hard to draw.
It's a long story, I understand.
Maybe that fish face guy, remember, he was going with Bulma, trying to find him, she's like hiding in the ocean with Namek.
Oh, probably he's Orlan like, too, right?
I'm like a fish face. But all of them are wearing the same standard armor, and Simi looks back at Vegeta, who is still asleep.
Vegeta! Vegeta!
Stands up, looking at his attackers.
Well, come and get me, you big jerks.
He stands defiantly against them. Two of the aliens start a dive bomb towards the latest. The last second before the first one hits, and Latus shoots a blast into his face, killing the alien. Not reading the note. The other is the latest. Why did I even put that note in? It's so pointless. The other hits Latus, he's unable to react fast enough, pushes Latus to the ground. The alien stands over Latus with his boot on the boy's face. He kicks Latus hard. Latus attempts to shoot an energy blast, but the alien sidesteps it. So, you think you can dance, huh? In the air, an energy blast starts to form. Well, kid, let me give you your first lesson. Laughs in a prolonged way. First rule of war. All of a sudden, a small beam of energy shoots through the back of his head and out of his forehead. He falls. Standing behind the fallen alien is Vegeta. Hands still outstretched, arrogantly smiling. As if there are no rules.
Fucking bitch. I mean, you're awake.
Walks up to Latus, helps him, stretching neck. I wouldn't miss this. Both are grinning, very eager for the fight. The other three aliens charge and attack the children, and they're engaged in hand-to-hand combat. Vegeta takes one, but Latus is able to hold two. Eventually, Latus and Vegeta cross each other, fire off simultaneous galaxies, and they take their energy binding up the middle, burning knocking the three aliens over. Burning and knocking, it should say, don't you think?
I think the parentheses are gay.
Pretty gay parentheses right there. They're pretty homosexual. If I've ever seen a female.
Alright, keep going.
Leaders return to their pods. Both are exhausted and have chipped armor. Gina has a bloody bruise on its forehead. Nappa's sitting on a rock, armor off, dirty and bruised.
That's like...
Nappa, what happened to you? Pretending to be asleep.
What's that for you? I was just taking a nap.
Climbing into his spot. Well, while you were getting your booty sleep, went and quit the whole plan.
We didn't even need your help.
Mixture of distraction, embarrassment, and anger.
Yeah, let's just go home.
Please, for Vegeta and Nappa enter their pods, take off and return to the planet of Vegeta. They land, seeing changes to the three of King Vegeta's chambers. The thing with this part is that when they're just sitting there, Vegeta just has like four chamber pots just sitting right next to him. They're all filled up, and they walk into the room where King Vegeta is sitting on his throne. Leek and two other Saiyans are against the wall. It's like, it's wrong. There's a Malacca alien in front of the throne who the king is speaking to. See, he's talking with the Malacca alien for raping Weavis. Like, stern talking to.
Come on, man. You don't rape Letus. Excuse me.
Walks over to the three that just entered wearily.
Nappa, tell me the news. I expect it's good.
Glances at Prince Vegeta romantically.
Author's note, Nappa has regular non-consensual sex with Vegeta. All went according to plan, King Vegeta. As I hoped. Oh, I mean, sorry, I forgot to do the relief.
Prince Elias and Prince Vegeta kneels down, presses his hand together before he misspeak. Cover door opens on the far side. Out from it comes that dreadful creature. Frieza enters alone. All slowly turn to look at him. And semi-slow-mo walks right up to the sands coolly. King Vegeta. Chapter 7.
Lord Frieza, but I gotta be right back, because I gotta go urinate.
You too, buddy. This, bro. Still recording? Oh, destructive this.
Dude, I'm back.
You see? Did you stop the recording?
No, it's still going. I think we shouldn't do the rest of the story, though. What do you think?
So, intermission, buddies. You guys should take a break.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
And be sure to not get yourself banned by posting stupid comments.
Yeah, rate 5 stars.
Only 5 stars. You give us 4 stars, we're gonna find you and we're gonna rape you.
Gonna rape the shit out of you.
It's gonna take forever too.
You know, dude, one day. Who's that girl, Sansi or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna, like, find this video and, like, demote you because of it. Just, like, it's, like, reason for demotion. Threaten to rape every user on the site. I think we just started Chapter 7.
Oh, shoot, the benefactor's in this one, right?
Yeah, wait, who's playing him? It's not me, is it?
Oh, I have to play him.
I think so.
I have to come up with another voice.
How about we just don't do the rest of the story, because, like, I doubt anybody's going to listen through all this bullshit.
You know what we should do now?
What?
Should make the fan manga of it.
The fan? That's a good idea.
Stop the recording and then post it, and then make the blog. Or do you want me to make the blog? I can make the blog.
I think you should post it, yeah.
I can post it, but you have the file, so you have to put it on whatever thing.
Yeah, I'll just send the file to you.
Good job.
Okay, I'm stopping it now at exactly 30 minutes.